Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District, bringing you another extension today. We are into that spring green up season, and there's lots of opportunity for animals to be turned out on a lush green forage base. It gives you that feeling that it's springtime, and those cows like to get off of that dry hay as much as we probably like to not be feeding it anymore. Today my focus is going to be on a particular green forage that we see this time of year, and actually one that could be from fall all the way through the winter. But I'm talking about winter cereals that we might utilize as a forage source for livestock. Now we think of things such as cereal rye being one of the very popular ones, but winter triticale and winter wheat are all common species that you plant in the fall and can have a forage through the winter and especially into this time of early green up. Cereal rye is the probably most versatile of the cereals that we see utilized for a cover crop as well as cow feed. Part of that relates to the ability for it to produce during cooler conditions and just ultimately the tonnage that rye can produce. Triticale is a combination of rye and wheat. This tends to have a little better feed value, a little bit more protein. It doesn't quite mature as quickly and so can be a source of forage later into the year. Winter wheat oftentimes is utilized as a forage source either to graze through the winter months and then take to a harvest or can be grazed out as well. Of course, any of these cereals can be best utilized with a blend of legumes or brassicas or potentially other broadleaves into a mix of cover crops. That would be the way to maximize both the soil health side of it as well as potentially a livestock feed source. Going to look at the cow side today. If we are properly managing these cereals, you can gain 3 to 4 pounds on some of the winter forages on growing calves. Lactating cows is another great place to utilize a winter cereal as a forage. I've seen fields with lush ryegrass and cow-calf pairs out there. Those cows do excellent in terms of utilizing that forage to meet their maintenance as well as lactational needs. Keep in mind with that lactating animal that's needing to be rebred here in the next few months, they have a lot of nutrient demands on that animal, and these are good crops to fill that gap. Maintaining maturity is key to keep it in lush growing state. Proper stocking rate and grazing pressure is going to be very important because these crops will bolt quickly and can really grow a lot very quickly. And so keeping a stocking rate where the plants are about 5 to 6 inches tall, probably no more than 8 to 10 inches, and keeping them in that vegetative state. The best way to do this is to keep a good pressure on there, either by increasing the animals or decreasing the amount of space that those animals have to graze. A good starting point, if you don't know a stocking rate this time of the year, is that's greening and growing is probably about a half a cow per acre, or you know, one stocker calf per acre is a good place to start. And then as those crops continue to grow, more pressure can be applied. Just like any of our cool seasons, these cereals are high in potassium, and so a good balance of magnesium in that mineral needs to be a consideration so we avoid any sort of tetany issues. Soil compaction is another issue that comes up for reasons why folks might not want to graze cereal crop, but actually there's been research that shows that if animals are out on dry soils, compaction is very minimal. It's very confined to the upper portion of that soil profile. And actually, there are some studies that show that it could be beneficial to have livestock on that potential forage. So if you haven't ever considered utilizing winter cereals as a forage, I'd certainly suggest that that be something that you look into. Can get tremendous yields as well as quality out of these, particularly in this lush growing early spring, kind of April to May time frame. There's a University of Missouri publication called Grazing Cover Crops that is an excellent resource if you'd like to learn more about this. So there you have it. Hope you give winter cereals a try, particularly if you're a crop producer that has livestock. It can be a win-win in both of those scenarios. So this has been Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District, Livestock and Natural Resources, wishing everybody a happy spring and a great weekend.